This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
So to be clear, they take this podcast that we were just mentioning that Jimmy Kimmel was at in front of a studio audience, where I guess he works on the comedy he's going to go out and use against the general public with all the ideas that Chuckie Schumer gives him. But that said, this is what these people think of you when they call you flyover country and better clangers and all the rest of it. And what a cloistered, sheltered dunce he is, that they got rid of all these people because they wouldn't be nasty in their comedy, including Conan O'Brien, who still goes and pulls stunts now, trying to get back in the good graces of the globalist. But he had a contract dispute. But especially Jay Leno, who had way higher ratings than these guys, and they got rid of him. Leno's talked about it because he wouldn't get nasty on either political party. But now that's part of this radicalization process. So extremism and defensive liberty is no vice, to quote the late, great Barry Goldwater. But I saw a clip I wanted to play, and I noticed a clip in the article in the Daily Caller for some reason didn't give it credit, but I thought, I know that guy. I think I was on Mancow's show with him in the studio once, and I was amazed because I remember the name, all the imitations he could do, and then I could never remember the name, wanting to get him on myself. So when Matt, one of the producers, was showing me this clip, I thought, man, I know that guy. I want to get him on. It's John DeMonico, best Trump impersonation yet, local D.C. commercial, features fake Donald Trump, Cypress air heating, cooling, and fireplaces. And again, you can make fun of somebody and it's fun, and it doesn't have to be nasty. That's why I love it when they make fun of me. They figured this out with the Super Deluxe channel that Time Warner has. It's like their top five videos ever, last time I checked, are me. We're talking 10 million, 20 million, 16 million. Their other average videos have a couple hundred thousand views. And I'm talking about Facebook, where they have, you know, like 20-something million on one of my videos. But the point is that as soon as I said I loved it and it brought us all these new fans, they messed with the audio and screwed it up and took it offline for a while. So it just shows how the establishment doesn't know how this stuff boomerangs back in their face. So I love it. Keep trolling, keep attacking. You know, my children, not just at their private school, but when they go for sports at the local public school. And I'm not bragging, it's just a bellwether. Everybody goes crazy like a rock star ride, and everybody runs up saying, I want a photo with Meme Man. And then a lot of them are politically awake now because of the Meme Man, because that's I'm known as the Meme Man. I guess I'm the second biggest meme only after Trump. Because most people have like one big meme or something, but then it goes away. No, we are thousands of memes, legions of memes. But enough of that. Let's just go to John DeMonico, who I think is a lot better than a lot of these Trump impersonators, and certainly better than Alec Baldwin. Here it is.
Melania did not kick me out of the White House for installing coal-burning fireplaces. Fake news.
Mr. President,
why are you throwing balls at my face, Kirk Cousins?
It's Kirk.
That's what I said, Kirk.
Never mind. I just saw your tweet. You look pretty upset.
Well, you read my defense perfectly. Melania says these old-school fireplaces are dirty, and I'm turning the White House into an asshole.
Forget the mess, Mr. President. Just come with me.
Clean, efficient, natural gas fireplaces from gasfireplaces.com.
Do they do deals?
Deals up to 80% off for President's Day, installed in less than a week.
Wait a minute. I'm a president. 80%, that's almost as high as my approval rating.
Whatever you say, sir.
You know what? I know deals. This is a tremendous deal. I got to tweet this.
Forget Twitter. Just go to gasfireplaces.com. Cypress Air is the best.
Sneaky Alex stole your job, so I'm making you Secretary of Offense. Now, prepare for fire and fury. You like that, Kirk Cousins? You like that?
Mr. President, that's my line.
No, you've been trumped.
You know, we'll be back, folks. Stay with us. We got some big guests coming up. You'll want to stay with us. I'm going to get into it when we come back from break. I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad. The colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
We've got it done.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the Info War.
Andre Afanasyev is going to be joining us, a top TV host, one of the top TV hosts in Russia, also a political scientist. He's going to be getting into the latest attempts to overthrow Russia and attempts to get President Trump to be tricked into war with Russia. And we're going to meet the Playboy model running against Putin for president, whose father died mysteriously when he was pro-Putin. I tell you, the Stockholm Syndrome isn't just in Stockholm, Sweden, my friends. So that is coming up, ladies and gentlemen. This poor lady's being funded by Soros and others. But we're going to look at all of this with the top political analyst on the other side. But aren't the Russian ladies pretty, though? I mean, that's quite a nice export when they move over here. Why are we at war with Russia now that they're Christian and conservative and have twice the resources of African continent? That's why Trump is a capitalist and he's licking his lips. I tell you, you get Russia, if you go in there with free market and it's over. And it'll be like a man and woman climbing in bed together that have babies and are happily ever married. That's why the globalist hunchbacks up there on D.C. are crapping their little britches, because we're on the same parallels, we're lined up the same geography. It's Russia helped both times of the founding of our country, and then our own globalist liberals went and colonized Russia in 1917 and crapped all over it, and then had their greedy little globalist hands around their necks for 80-something years, and then now Russia helped us after 9/11, they helped us take out ISIS, and now Trump's moving troops onto the border and sending heavy weapons to Ukraine. It is a real shame. And, you know, I know why Trump's doing it. He's very hawkish. He respects the military. And you can see kind of a globalist view of Russia's got nukes. They're an adversary. You've got to be strong. You've got to encircle that threat. You know, don't just think you can make deals with them and then hope they won't use that to the advantage against us. Russia has signaled for 15 years plus they want economic development and they'll kill the weapons. But see, Hollywood and the left and the globalists, they've said they don't like the having babies, being Christian. They don't like that. They want, just like MSNBC set up the State of the Union, they said, you don't talk about churches and you don't talk about families. That's a bygone era. You don't get that anymore. That was put out. I'm not going to play it again. We've already covered it probably 20 times since last Tuesday night. But that's the attitude. We're going to take everything you've got. And that's what globalists do. They make you poor. And they're in a race to make you poor. And Trump is in a race to get wealth into the country. And he's expanding a very dangerous bubble to do it. But it's like somebody's already dying. One of my good friends died. He was 33. looked like an angel once he was dead. But he was fighting for his life, organ failure from an infective bacteria he got from a small surgery. And Ryan Baxter, he was sitting there fighting for his life. I was there when he died. And his dad was driving down from Dallas, racing to see him. And they came in and they said, look, he's gone already. They said, we can give him this adrenaline, all the rest of it. It may kill him right now, but it'll bring him back up for maybe 20, 30 minutes. So you guys can say bye to him. He was gone, coma. We said, hit him with it, because his dad was pulling up right as they spoke. Hit him with that. His eyes came back. He said he was ventilated, but he was saying, I don't want to die. He was there. He was like, and all of a sudden, 10 minutes later, he passed out again before his dad came in. And I sat there with him fighting for his life, sitting there like that. And that's what Trump's doing, man. He's just injecting adrenaline, just hitting us, going, trying to get our heart going. And all the Democrats and all of them are trying to pull his hands off, and they're fighting. But we've got a chance to get the engine going again, and pop, 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 a bunch of black smoke comes out, but we can get going down the road. We're not as far gone as my friend was. And Trump hadn't used all the adrenaline yet, and we're starting to come back, and the little gremlins are in there trying to suck our blood and bring us down. And Trump is loading up the big syringe, man. And it's like, what are we going to do? Because it may make us have a giant heart attack, may blow the whole economy the other way. I know exactly what Trump's doing. And he just wants to bring America back and prove it. So he's like, fine, you want Russia? Move the troops in. Send in the weapons. Attack them. That's still not enough, is it? But we have nuclear war with Russia that won't be in America anyways. So I know exactly what Trump's doing. He's got U.S. advisors in there helping the Ukrainians in street battles with Russians right up against the border with Russia in eastern Ukraine. Right now, to prove he's not a Russian agent. When you got Hillary Clinton and all these dirtbags are the ones that were on the Russian payroll, because they will come buy you off to get your uranium. What do you think the U.S. does? Every government does this. The difference is the communist Chinese are the real threat, and they're the ones derailing the trains. I've got that from multiple sources. They're the ones EMPing and shutting down the ships, and they got freighters nearby that then ram them that are under Communist Party, Chinese Party military flags. They don't even hide it. So we're at war with China right now. And China owns Hollywood, and it's just me. That's why last year, not this year, but last year, Davos, they sent the Chinese president, never been there, and he said, I will defeat Trump. I will defeat America. We will bring in world government. These are quotes. And Juncker, the heir to the Nazi fortune, his dad was the right-hand man of Hitler, the actual power behind the throne that funded the whole deal. That and the Mengele's were involved as well. Oh, they just let Mengele go for no reason. He was German royalty. And so is Juncker. He's related to the Queen of England, all of them. And they shook hands and pledged, and then Juncker at the meeting said, we'll stop Trump. Remember, it's in January, right after he got sworn in. He goes, we will defeat America with China's help. I mean, you'd think the Nazi heir with the Nazi collaborator Soros with the communist Chinese dictator that sells political dissidents' organs are on TV saying, we will defeat America. America's done. The Chinese century's here. And Europe's done. We're bringing in Muslims. You'd think every American would turn aside from their dumb politics and say that's wrong. But no! Because nobody's telling them but us. And they know if the word gets out, finally it is. Even in Bezos's Washington Post, they're catching communist Chinese government intelligence agencies. They caught them basically running the University of Texas engineering department. That's DARPA over there. Oh, yeah, they caught them running the DARPA facility underground. They got nuclear reactors. They got, I'm not even get into what I've been told they got over there. And I've confirmed it as well. They got it all. And it's all funny to them. And so we're totally penetrated. We got the communist Chinese on our backs. They're on their own people's backs. We got Hollywood, Democratic Party scum, cowardly blue bloods that are in the Republican Party. They only care about themselves. But here comes Nunes and a few other people that are willing to fight. And President Trump, and the tide turns just like that. And then we've got all these other articles here. There's a Kit Daniels article up on Infowars.com. Study reveals science behind soy boys, gender-bending chemicals found in 86% of teenagers in Europe and the United States, turning men feminine, turning women hyper-feminine, and accelerating breast cancer. Yep, there's your source. Up. You women would think, oh, a bunch of extra estrogen and stuff, I'm going to be super feminine. No, it accelerates your aging and gives you cyst on your ovaries, gives you accelerated endometriosis. I mean, they're talking like I've told you in studies, a 40-year-old woman in the U.S. on average has got like an 80-year-old woman's uterus. And her breasts are like a 100-year-old woman's. You're like, well, they don't look like it. No, the cellular mutations are. Because you're drinking glyphosate, sweetheart, and it's going to turn your man into a woman, and it's going to turn you into dead. You understand? It's going to turn your man into a woman, and it's going to turn you into 6 feet under. And that's all mainstream news. AP, Reuters, Daily Mail, you name it today. Next year's news today. Next decade's news today. And I'm not proud of that fact. We're just stating the facts here and fighting for humanity. Because, you know, I don't want my three girls to die like this. I want the glyphosate banned right now!
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Unlimited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Unlimited. A name you can trust.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Andre Afanasyev is our guest for the next 45 minutes, and I don't watch a lot of Russian television. I don't watch a lot of British television or German TV, but and I recognize this guy. He's all over national television. He's a journalist, TV host, and head of political department at Russia's first independent pro-Christian conservative political TV channel. Previously worked for RT and currently authors and hosts the show Russian Answer, a daily digest and analysis of the most important political news. As political scientist, his interest in European, U.S., and Mideast policies and studies. He specializes in European regionalism and populism. He's a guest speaker at political shows, including BBC, TRT in Turkey, M6 France, as well as Russian International Affairs Council. He regularly lectures on geopolitics, media warfare, and political philosophy. And before I go to him, let me say this. They have said, because I've been on RT, that I must be a Russian agent in Congress. Adam Schiff has said that in a report they put out that I was in there, that I've been on Russian TV. Schiff's been on RT more than I have. We played clips of it earlier. So this idea is keep us apart. Don't be diplomatic. Don't talk to each other. That's what causes wars, and that's what cults do. But then expanding on that, Trump's big failure, even though I admire him, he's a nationalist, he's a patriot, he has been pushed into weapons to Ukraine, even though his platform at the RNC said he wouldn't, encircling Russia, not giving Russia credit for being 90% of the takeout of ISIS. And that's the one area Trump, who normally can't be bullied, is being bullied, and it's because it's the neocons, the military-industrial complex, not just Hollywood and the media. It's that combination that's doing it, and it's endangering our world, while China has hundreds of times the influence. That's admitted domestically in Hollywood and media, universities. The Washington Post admits every major state-funded university has been penetrated by the Chinese intelligence bureaus. And I'm not looking to start a fight with them. The point is that they're the main ones putting the propaganda out so that, that's using, I guess, art of war stuff. While we're busy fighting with Russia, they're taking over the entire planet. But enough intro by me. That's where I stand on this. I see Russia becoming Christian, conservative, cutting taxes, coming back from the dead under the same globalist liberal brainwashing exported from New York and London in 1917. That's what I see as someone who's never been to Russia but studied history. And I see them coming back from the dead as we hopefully will come back from the dead without having to go through the nightmares that Chucky Schumer and others would put us under. So I'm going to try to shut up and let Andre, from his own perspective, big picture, where Russia is, who they really are, versus what we hear about in the media. Because, again, I see from studying the real Putin, trying to stabilize the country, trying to stabilize families, the opposite of Hollywood. And a lot of big Hollywood people said Hollywood hates Russia because it's Christian now and not like their little plaything when Bernie Sanders went there in the 70s for his honeymoon in the middle of Moscow when you couldn't go there if you weren't a godless atheist, you know, whatever. So, again, the left wants to persecute Americans like they did in Russia. They want to persecute Christians. That's my view. Am I wrong, Andre Afanasyev? Is that correct or is that wrong? Fill us in on the big picture.
Alex, thank you so much. Yes, my name is Andrei Afanasyev, and I'm really happy to be with you and with your viewers, the InfoWars team. So, of course, you're right. And we've been covering the U.S. policies for very long. I've myself been an international journalist for almost 10 years already. And I can tell you that we know really more about U.S. here in Russia than you know about us. And that's a big problem. And I can tell you that judging by the events of the last couple of years, I can tell you that U.S. now is in a state where Russia was in 1917. You know that in 1917 we suffered a terrible revolution, and our people was technically conquered by a group of radicals called Bolsheviks. They were fanatics, ultra-leftists, and for more than 70 years we've been suffering from this. And what we see now is that U.S. and Trump is trying to fight the very same issue. U.S., to my mind, is on the verge of this happening really, really seriously. I'm not talking about that all the population of the United States is under control, but definitely, as you said, the main infrastructure, the propaganda instruments, the financial instruments, of course, are definitely not in hands of American people. And the thing is that for more than 70 years, for the period of Soviet Union, Russia was not defending its national interests. It's very important. The Soviet Russia was working and defending for the globalist ideology of Bolshevism. And our people and the old peoples of Soviet Russia, the 300 million people, were working for that, were some kind of a owner of a parasite. And we managed to get rid of it in 1991. We also suffered a lot of turmoil, the collapse of the Soviet Union. We lost a lot of territories, but still we managed to preserve ourselves, our sovereignty. And I can tell you that U.S. seems to me like in process of also spitting out this parasite. At least a lot of people have woken up, as I can see now, judging by media, especially independent and fair media like yours. And I can see that also with the victory of Donald Trump in late 2016, we see this process of fighting against this parasite, against inside American society. And it seems to me that it's a tough fight. And by now, here from Moscow, we cannot tell who will win. We hope that the real people, the real Americans, the traditionals, the Christians will win. But the events of 2017 say that it's a real, a tough fight, but we support you.
Wow. Again, I've just read Solzhenitsyn's writings, but also a lot of mainline writings and studied it. It's very clear, it's mainline history, that a bunch of liberal Bolshevik communists couldn't overthrow Germany, they couldn't overthrow England or the U.S., so they got together with big financing by J.P. Morgan and others and went over and overthrew Moscow only, kind of like Antifa, got control of that, and then expanded out for decades before they got full control, then used the might of Russia, its resources and people, to then persecute Poland, Ukraine, expand all over, expand into Cuba, and do all this while being directed by groups in London and the U.S. And even George Orwell went public before he died and said this and apologized and said, this is horrible, we've got to stop this. But this big secret has been kept from the people. And so what you're saying is, and it's true, the U.S. is trying to pull out of Bolshevism before we fully go into it, and the nightmare ride that you and your Russian ancestors had to endure.
Yes, definitely. And we must understand, as I say to my students, that the world now is in a state of, as I call it, global civil war. It means that technically all of the world now, with the technology and with the globalized informational infrastructure, is a battlefield of ideas. And it's a fight between globalists that support the idea of global government controlled by financial elites and traditionalists and conservatives, Christians, who you can call us whatever, people who want to preserve their national identity, people who want to live according to the rules.
Hold on, stay there. This is so powerful. And you're hearing what is on national Russian TV. That's why they're so scared of Russia, folks. They're awake.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new supercharged Brain Force Plus. And feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extracts. It gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
There are workers completely twisting, out of work and down. All inside it's so frustrating.
Afanasyev is our guest for the rest of the hour, or 5 minutes of the next hour, before we have our other guest host joining us. You talk about riveting information. That'll be Doug Hagman, always doing an amazing job with all of his intel. on what's really going on. Russia had multinational global interests, big banks that financed in 1917 less than 10,000 armed fighters to go in, a lot of them World War I veterans who happened to be of Russian ancestry and other ancestry, to go in, Russian speakers, kill the police, the military, tell the rest of the country, we're going to have a peace deal, just turn in your guns. It took him a couple years to even get control of the areas around Moscow. He can correct me as a historian, a political scientist. I'm not a Russian, but I've studied it. And then they just start taking over, killing the Christians, slaughtering, I mean, just raping. They told Lenin, they said, sir, we've already killed millions. How many more? He goes, I want terror. He would look at maps and go in this town and kill all the Christians. Go in that town and kill all the Christians. Go in this town and kill all the Christians. They said, why? They've all submitted. They said, I want blood. You can hear Bernie Sanders almost like, I want to teach him. And so you got the floor for this segment. The next, repeat what you were saying as you got cut off by the break about how there's a global civil war versus nationalist, free market, populist, just traditionalist, and this global mega-control combine that is like Bolshevism 2.0, but the big mega banks and mega tech companies, in their own words, operating as authoritarian technocrats, the new robber barons, just as the robber barons financed the takeover of Russia and then used Russia in the exploitive phase to take over much of the world. Now we see them in a fit that all over the world, as the internet they wanted to use to control us, is used to expose them. So let's talk about what's happened in history, what's happening now, this meet the Playboy model running against Putin for president. We'll get into all that as well, but please go ahead and break it down for us.
Yes, thank you, Alex. So first of all, we're in a state of a global civil war, as you said, against between globalists in support of a global liberal market and controlled by the global government, and nationalists, conservative traditionalists, who just want to live their lives as their fathers did on their land, and not attacking and fighting with each other. So, the thing is that in whole world, in any country in the world, there are now these two camps, but there are different shares of such people. And, for example, Europe is almost totally controlled now by these people politically, but the people of Europe, or I mean ordinary people, some of the military servicemen, are usually populists. And we see now that in some countries, for example, in Eastern Europe, in Hungary, Czech Republic, Slovakia, Poland, now Austria, we see populists pro-nationalist, pro-sovereignty governments winning and forming the majority. In Russia, I could say that the share is 80 to 20. 80% of Russians of any level are in support of national, rational, sovereign government.
Is it fair to say Russia is the most awake country in the world of the globalist?
I could say so, because we suffered most. I can tell you that today is a date that 100 years ago, the first Orthodox bishop was killed by Bolsheviks. It was February 5th of 1918, right after the Bolsheviks came to power. So the first thing they started, as you said, was destroying the Orthodox Church and killing all the priests. For 15 years, they killed 120,000 priests, only priests, out of all 150,000. And by the middle of World War II, or Great Patriotic War for us, we had like several bishops left out of hundreds. And the persecution of Christians, the radical, the violent persecutions, finished, I think, only after World War II. Because during the World War II, the Bolsheviks understood that the only way to win is to ask for support of church. Because people still, under their reign, under their government, were Christian and were traditionalists. According to census of 1936, it's during Stalin era, 20 years after the revolution, still 37% of all people in Russia said that they were Orthodox. You must understand that these are 37% of all nation that were ready to suffer and go to prison for that. It's not like just an anonymous census. People come to your place and say, do you believe in God? Yes. And you just can be taken to a camp and never go back. So this is the point. Even in such times, 37% of people were brave enough to say that. And the point is that now in the world we see the same. We see how Christians and Christian values have been oppressed. We see how anti-Christian lifestyle has been promoted in media, in films, even in video games. And now in a lot of countries it has been promoted in schools, even in kindergartens to children. So it's something that the majority of Russians cannot tolerate. So that's why we chose another way. And the interesting way and an interesting thing about current America, Trump's America, is now it resembles Russia of 1999 when Putin came. Because from 1991, after the collapse of the Soviet Union, until 1999, Russia also was not sovereign and independent. It was under control of liberal globalist kleptocrats. Just the oligarchs who, after the collapse of the Soviet Union, they were ex-communists. Most of them were ex-members of Communist Party. And then in the beginning of 90s, they just shifted and changed their ideology and became not communists for like, communist economy, planning economy, and became super globalist liberal oligarchs that started.
Oh, it's on record that Western companies lined up to just come use the Russians and others like total slaves. Then they would use, again, the Russians to march into nearby areas and use them as slaves. Then Russia gets the blame. The globalists don't, just like they use America to go out and build empire. And then America gets the blame, and our vets that die get the blame, but not the people up in the big, you know, ivory towers, who then fund the very movements hating the country when they're in command of it, using it to do the bad. So they know how to put the country in double pressure.
Definitely. They work like a typical parasite. They need a body to operate inside. They cannot form their own army, at least by now, thank God, of like globalists. They infest different societies, different groups of people, and make them do whatever they want and whatever they need. So, and when Putin came, things started changing. I can tell you because I remember it. Putin came to a country that were at the brink of a total collapse. And we were in a state of a civil war in Chechnya. This war also was instigated and funded from abroad, from globalist institutions and their networks in the Middle East. So Putin came, and the first thing that he did, he stopped the civil war. And after that, he gathered all the oligarchs. It was a very famous, you know, so-called picnic outside of Moscow, and said, okay, now the rules are different. You either become like national businessmen, or we will work with you. And he has
right
been
there.
Fighting.
We come back, we'll talk about this, because as you said, when Trump said, I admire Putin, he's strong for nationalism, when he did, it's admitted Trump is using the blueprint that Putin used to take the country back, turn the country back on, line up the oligarchs, get the ones to join in that would, go after those that wouldn't. And so when they talk about Russian collusion, it's only in the blueprint of Putin that there is collusion. There is no real collusion except in spirit and action from the already successful blueprint, with Russia now leading the world with nationalism against globalism. That's the only true collusion, is in diagram.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346
and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system. Solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Afanasyev is our guest. We're going to put on screen the different national TV networks he's on. Again, I hardly watch Russian television, even though I'm supposedly a Russian agent. I've seen him on national Russian TV, both private, state-run, you name it. Everything here is basically globalist-run. They're going to have these new ads up and these new blockers up claiming that everything's state-run and that InfoWars is state-run. I'm going to have to sue them over this. But here's an example. Hold on to your tinfoil hat, Alex Jones. YouTube is coming for you. And they say, we're shutting down state sponsors like RT and Alex Jones that works for them. It's like learning I work for the Antarctic Post Office or something. It's just crazy. So we'll talk about how they're going to strike back and how the globalists hope to win this war against nationalism, against self-determination. Does it mean that Andre or Alex or Matt Drudge or Donald Trump that we're offering a utopia ourselves? No. We're offering the real struggle of free market that does build people up and being able to practice your religion or not or whatever, not being colonized by globalists. But riveting radio here, just briefly. They're trying to shut us down. As you know, they won't even let us advertise on Google, which is like 90% of advertising online. They're shutting us down all over the place. But despite that, you've had all these new TV stations picking us up, UHF, VHF cable. I didn't want to create a list of them because they'll get harassed for doing it. But people know what's happening. So the Streisand effect is in play where they're trying to suppress us, and it's causing an explosion. But we've got high-quality nutraceutical supplements like Cell Force, 53% off. It's really going to be called DNA Force Plus. Stronger than DNA Force, but lower price. We've got the pollen block about to sell out. We've got the shirt of the month, Trump Pence, a true vision for the future. Brain Force, 25% off, and a bunch of other specials that are about to end because we're selling out of the pollen block. We're going to sell out of Cell Force very soon. It's going to be called DNA Force Plus when it comes in. But it, regardless, just shop with the good guys, and you override their economic war on us, their sanctions against InfoWars. That's what it is. And their attempts to shut us down. And by the way, it's not just financial. And you know what? I'm proud of it. I'm not glad it happened. I feel sorry for my family. I feel sorry for my mother. She's tough, but she's like, good God. I mean, we're having dinner about a month ago. She goes, is it really worth all this? Because I'm not going to give them the pleasure of getting into what's going on. There's criminal investigations into them as well because they're so desperate. They've done a lot of crimes. But, I mean, they've spent $10 million, we confirm. We even got people on tape admitting it. Through Soros groups just to try to destroy me on the ground. But I'm such a recluse because I just work and then go home with my family that they haven't been able to do anything, and they're really pissed off. I'm just telling you right now, what you've seen happen to Steven Seagal, they've tried all that with me. There's just nothing there because I'm so boring, okay? I'm in bed by 9 o'clock at night. So I'm just telling you, there is a real war, okay? And whatever they cook up, I don't even worry if they kill me, whatever. It just matters you continue moving on. We're going to win because this is pure evil. And we can't turn future generations over to this because they'll do what they did in communist China, killing 85 million people or killing tens of millions of Christians and others in Russia and surrounding areas. That's what they like. If Bernie Sanders or Hillary Clinton get full control, pissing on us and strangling us politically and spiritually and having our children and just feeding on good people is what these vampires do. This is a cult of evil. It's a French Revolution Jacobin system. I've had top historians on, economists, you name it. They all agree it is a Jacobin spirit. So we've got 7 minutes left in this segment, then one more with our guest. He's an amazing guest. I'm glad Daria got him on the show. Yes, and out of 100-plus people here, we have one evil Russian. Who I'm proud to have here, whose family moved over here, were anti-communist, and she's worked for our military at the highest levels of the Army. She didn't want me to get into that, but she's not trusted either, even though, you know, she's been in special operations and all of it. No, she's a great asset. We're proud to have a Russian working here. She's one of our best crew members. We'd be proud to have more. But again, I'm not going to let all this Russia phobia thing manipulate me into, developing into a war. So let's get into any other key points. Let's get into Meet the Playboy model running against Putin that they've wound up and her whole background and the positive and the negative here, Andre.
Yes. So tomorrow at Washington, Ksenia Sobchak will deliver a speech at one of the major think tanks related to Georgetown Institute. So the thing is that Vladimir Putin didn't destroy all the globalists here in Russia because, well, technically it's impossible if you do this in the framework of rights and in framework of a society that respects the rights and the freedoms that Russia is now. We have the freedom of speech, we have the freedom of religion, we have the freedom of possession. So, I mean, and it's not always you can catch them by hand and take them to jail. So, and
oh, yeah, they claim Russia is persecuting everybody, which isn't true, but the left's calling for all of us to be banned and Germany's arresting people that criticize the government. They're the ones censoring, not Putin.
Yes, definitely. And I can tell you as a Russian journalist that we have all the spectrum of opinions in major media. We have major federal channels sponsored and funded.
But correct me if I'm wrong, just no one foreign funded, which is totally reasonable.
Yes, and I can also tell you that, to my mind, the only reason why globalists work so hard to block U.S. and Trump and Trump supporters from being in better relations with Russia is because Russian experience is the key to success of Trump team and Trump supporters, because Vladimir Putin and his supporters here in Russia, that are 82% now, according to sociologists support Vladimir Putin.
Exactly. These are people Putin delivered a recovery. Trump does it. Nationalism, families back, and we win, and the whole nightmare doesn't have to happen like you went through.
Definitely. So, Alex, I just want to ask, as a journalist, it's really interesting for me. I want to ask you, how come a representative of globalists like Ksenia Sobchak goes to U.S.? It makes me, I mean, it's a real...
I was about to say, she's here right now to launch at the National Press Club her operation to try... I mean, imagine if Trump went to Russia to launch his campaign. This is incredibly revealing. Putin rival comes to the U.S. to the Trump prayer breakfast, invited in so that they can somehow try to embarrass Trump.
Definitely. And I can tell you that... as a candidate for presidency, and you know that we're now in a state of a presidential campaign and we have elections in March, it's really disappointing because usually Russia is blamed for meddling and for trying to influence some kind of elections in any country. And it's absolute nonsense. And I, as a journalist, have documents that prove that
Soros said he spent $5 billion to overthrow Ukraine and is actively trying to... No, I watched Fareed Zakaria. They go, we're trying to overthrow Russia. And then the Russia, I look, is doing nothing because I don't see any Russian action. The bots are all fake. Exactly. She's over here being funded by the globalists to try to overthrow a country they want to gang rape some more. And while they're upset, we might get out of their grips as well.
Definitely, and it's a pity because for ordinary Americans that are not so deep enough into politics, she will be the representative of Russian people. That is not true. She does not represent the majority, just like globalists do not represent the real Americans.
And I know that she's all cleaned up now. She's not dressed like a prostitute now. She's wearing more of a business suit outfit. What's her family background, though? I heard her dad was pro-Putin.
Well, it's not that he was pro-Putin, but back in the 90s, they worked together. And then Vladimir Putin changed his opinion, I think. As a journalist, it's my personal opinion, because, well, in the 90s, there was no other choice. And Vladimir Putin and his policies were reaction to what happened in the 90s.
Sure. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, you had foreign outside powers like we have with the globalists, same people, controlling your nation, trying to keep it poor to control it, and Putin wanted prosperity and a Russian revival.
Yes, definitely, but you must understand that even though Russia is now maybe the most non-globalist and cleansed from globalist countries, still a lot of people, especially in elites, share these views, and we have a lot of networks.
Oh, you're totally infested. In fact, Soros admits that tens of billions have been spent trying to overthrow Russia. That's public. So, but they just think Americans are ignorant. How much do you know that we know has the U.S., the captured U.S., the Soros combine spent trying to overthrow Russia?
Definitely, these numbers are billions, and we must understand that the numbers that you named are just the official numbers that go through a white accounting, and we know that there are a lot of black money, like CIA money, that they usually get from criminal operations.
And we know also, the globalists have hijacked the CIA, but there's a lot of CIA that doesn't like what's happening, is actually pro-national and sovereign. That's why they're so scared. We'll come back from break and talk about the civil war inside the intelligence agencies on the other side. This is incredibly important information. Again, one of the top journalists, top political analysts, big national TV shows in Russia is our guest. Andrei Afanasyev will join us on the other side. We'll put some of his websites on screen for TV viewers. But actually hearing from the Russians of the renaissance that's happened and why Hollywood hates them like a passion, just like they hate flyover country. They hate Christians, period.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table.
Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.